Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the second edition of Filming Italy Sardegna Festival. I'm with Jesse Williams, who's here to present his latest work as director of some episodes of Grey's Anatomy and his work in the longest medical drama series in the role of Jackson Avery. As we said this morning during the masterclass, Grey's Anatomy is the longest medical drama. What do you think are the strongest points, the strongest elements and reasons why this series is so loved in the first place?
Well, I think that it's for a few reasons. I think that families grow up with Grey's. You have girls and young men that were born 13, 14, 15 years ago. They've grown up with their parents watching it, and now they can watch it. So generationally, you have families experiencing something together, watching a character grow as you grow. I think also because we have really well-written characters that are way ahead of the rest of Hollywood in terms of having women and transgendered and gay and black and brown people being human beings without being criminals and being good people who have families and have loves and have loss. The rest of Hollywood was very scared to do that. And Shonda and Grey's have been doing it for 15 years. And I think that translates around the world. Maybe it's harder, a little slower in America at first, but I think around the world, that's how people look. That's how people have relationships, and that's how they feel. So I think it's just a kind of bit of a, I don't know how you say, a pioneering show. It's a first of its kind in many ways.
What was the most painful or challenging thing that you went through with your character and that maybe you didn't experience in your real life?
I think the hardest moment for Jackson was losing his baby with April. That was a really hard year. That was a lot of pain. So it was the end of their son's life and their relationship. It became a divorce. It was very taxing year that year. That was not fun.
How did you decide for the approach to give to your first directing, to the first episode of Grey's Anatomy that you directed?
I mean, I watch a lot of film and TV, so I had ideas of how I wanted to shoot things, how I wanted to film them and frame them, but I learned very quickly that I had to really make it about the script and the characters on that page. With directing Grey's, we don't control what the story is. We don't control our script. We don't control what favorite actors we get to work with. You don't get to pick. So you get a script, and you have to make this the most important story of the year. And you have to make sure that you're giving your actors room to tell that story and not making and not taking away the importance of that moment in time. So whether that means being very, very close, whether that means really wide to show how lonely somebody is, it's not only the camera, it's casting. That's my first time sitting and watching auditions and working with actors, and as an actor who auditions, and auditioning is horrible.
Yeah.
It's really unfair and not fun. So I can relate, and I can relate to the actors, and I think it's a big advantage as an actor to direct, because I know how to speak to the actors. I know how to speak their language. I know how to guide them without taking over their jobs in a respectful way. You know, communicating to actors is a very delicate thing sometimes, because we don't want you to tell us how to do it. We just want you to tell us what you want. Mm-hmm. It's a weird math problem that is emotional. So I think I found it to be very effective. I got really great material from our actors, and because it's mutual respect, I think also.
Can you tell us something more about your upcoming Broadway play?
Well, I can only say so much, but yes, I'll be doing the lead in a Broadway play next spring. I'm very excited. I'm very excited to go home to New York, where I used to live. My family is there. And to be back on stage. It's my first acting was on stage and off Broadway in New York. And it's a play about America, about American culture, about masculinity. And, you know, my character is a very, very popular sports star in the U.S. And so he is viewed as a hero and the, you know, the most masculine, a masculine figure, and he comes out as gay. And that, how does that change what masculine is? Is he still masculine? How does that change how we view ourselves and each other? So it's a bit of a baseball is viewed as like the American game. So it uses baseball as a symbol for what America is, mm-hmm. and all the roles that we play. It's really beautifully written, and we have an amazing director, so I'm very excited.
And we've been talking to Jesse Williams at the second edition of Filming Italy Sardegna Festival, and this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.